Lab, coming at you live tonight.
Out here on the high seas.
Haven't seen a vessel for days.
It's been days.
The last time we saw anybody was when we were boarded by pirates.
I wonder if we're the only person left on the planet.
I think we're out here all by ourselves, you know.
Thank you. Lab.
All right, all right.
Coming up to
the
line tonight. High
on board the Red Mercury.
We don't have communication, so I can't just respond to the email.
We can still fly around. I wonder if I'm the only person on this planet. Even when I walk among the poor. Well, I walk among every day. I'm a man. It's like I'm not needed. I'm not appreciated. Maybe I'm not,
Maybe I'm not even here.
I don't know.
I don't know who is not here.
And who is met. That's the fast part. Richard Webb Jackson, born on November 30th, 1929, in New York. He will be an astronaut, a pioneer in radio and television.
You are the
I watched you when I was a kid, and I'm a fan of the court. And I also watched you almost every single year.
Sounds like you had a
You
will be back. Pick up the countdown going here from Chris Cornell.
I don't know if it's quite your thing, Mr. Clark, but I think it's very exciting. It's very emotional for me to see you.
Well, we've got it centered here on the Red Mercury,
so. I appreciate everything you did in your life. You
seem like a pretty cool guy.
Somebody maybe I could talk with. Somebody maybe I could hang out with and explore the finer things you could
do. You brought up that
in a lot of people, and I appreciate that. So hopefully you're on with us tonight and on the Red Mercury, Mr. Clark. And tonight's kind of for you.
Let's go ahead and get back to Soundgarden, Chris Cornell.
And, let's go ahead and talk to you.
Thank you.
I think we're live.
Sometimes I'm still numb, I don't know.
But I think we are live.
I think we're live. I see you.
We're on board the RV Red Mercury.
I can't tell if anybody's hearing us, but...
I can't check the email.
I feel like we're the only ship left.
Somehow I feel Armageddon has
befallen us, and we are here by ourselves on the RV Red Mercury.
Kind of reminds me of a game way back in time, October 2nd, 1959.
I find myself strangely devoid of people. But despite the emptiness, I feel
an odd feeling that I am being watched.
It's very eerie.
At the same time, I
feel hope. Maybe there's somebody left.
I'm not quite sure. Kind of a strange night, you know, I'm not sure.
Perhaps it has something to do with the experimentation we've been performing in the laboratory. Maybe we've opened a void, a temporal distortion. Perhaps something has come through from the other side.
I'm not quite sure.
On the RV Red Mercury.
But it looks like we're checking out the communications array.
Hopefully the signal is being out to somebody. Anybody. I'll go ahead and keep transmitting some music to the sound garden this evening.
On board the Red Mercury.
Perhaps it's October 2nd, 1959. 3 miles. We're coming in 10 miles tonight.
Anybody's
out there, I don't know if anybody's hearing us. I feel like it's October 2nd, 1959. I feel like they're the only one. I hear the seas,
or so it seems.
We're still alive.
It's a secret unknown.
He's just joining us. We've been going here for a little bit.
I'm not quite sure if there's anybody to join us.
I don't know if anybody's out there.
I have no way to tell. We have no communication at all. It seems the internet is down. The email is down. We can't connect to the satellite.
We don't even know if we're on a body with the orbiting satellite.
We haven't seen a soul for days.
We're just kind of powering through the dark.
GPS is down.
Autopilot is down.
We're making about 5 knots.
That's it.
But we are making forward progress.
Through the chop, through the waves.
On the thing we're talking about here.
All the formulas, the equations, the experiments, they're all meaningless, unless there's a purpose. What purpose are we fulfilling here on the Red Mercury?
I don't know.
I ask myself from time to time, is it worth it?
What am I doing?
Why are we here?
Somehow, I get the strength to forge on,
to keep moving ahead, to aspire to become more.
And that's why the Red Mercury is here.
And that's why we're on board.
And somehow we found our way here.
And we move forward.
We try to become better
at everything we do.
Thank you.
you read lab?
We're out here.
On the high speed.
We're really here. If you're hearing us, please let us know somehow,
some way.
We have no internet. No email. GPS is down. Seems all the electronics have failed us on board the Red Mercury. The project of the lab below seems to be deteriorating. They will fail.
Our interrogation will fail here on the Red Mercury.
We're not quite sure what's going on. We seem to have had some sort of apocalypse. Perhaps there's been an annihilation, a cataclysm, a catastrophe. Some sort of devastation perhaps has befallen the planet. We're not quite sure. We're not in contact. We seem to be alone out here. If you're joining us, and I pray you are, hopefully you're in much better spirits than we are. It's very depressing here. We feel so alone. Perhaps the oracle has fallen out. Maybe the foreshadowing of the manifestation of the prophecy has come our way. We're losing our minds here on the Red Mercury, and everything is good. We're not sure. I think we're hearing some swamp artists. I can see the dipole hanging from the yard arm. I can see its reflection. I know it's working, and I escape. The dipole is working. I can almost see the waves. And we crash against the deck and radiate out to the sky. Let's see what that sound gun does to the radiation pattern.
Thank you.
3 out here behind me. Now I think we just saw John Mitchell on board.
Perhaps some of you know John Mitchell.
Well, maybe you don't know him personally, but we know him here on the Red Mercury through research and development.
Through science.
1783, John Mitchell.
Speaking of on the cold.
Perhaps the stellar man.
We'll see the event horizon.
So we'll have no escape.
On board the Red Mercury.
As we sail to the edge of the sea. And fall off.
To Davy Jones Locker.
Perhaps it's the event horizon. The old spoke about.
Maybe we're there.
Hopefully our sanity remains intact for the most part.
We're not quite sure right now.
We're not right. Something definitely feels amiss.
On board the Red Mercury.
I pray somebody can hear us. I pray
someone is out there.
I wish we could receive some sort of report. Some sort of sign of life. But I do have faith.
I do have faith.
I see a black horizon at this point. I believe the event horizon will be much more spectacular
with its relativity of its gravitational pull limits.
Its particles, its mass,
I'm not quite sure.
Let's go ahead and get back to some Chris Cornell. And Sound Garden. If you're out there,
can you hear him?
Let us know.
Perhaps a smoke signal.
Perhaps I lose my mind on board the Red Mercury.
Maybe it's just the horizon.
It's so hard to tell.
It feels like 1959.
Thank you. you be loud.
Coming up to live tonight from the high seas. Or are we live?
Perhaps we've reached the boundaries of the Schwarzschild radius. Perhaps we've gone to the point of David Finkelstein as he describes the surface of the event horizon.
A perfect unidirectional membrane.
Who knows where we're at here on the Red Mercury.
We have no contact with the world, the inside, the outside, any world for that matter. We don't really know where we're at. The strength of the electromagnetic field has overtaken the Red Mercury.
Perhaps the black hole has already formed and we're at the event horizon and the collapse is imminent. We're not sure. We feel so alone, as if we're the only living soul left. Anyway, in this great universe, this great cosmic realm in which we live here on the Red Mercury.
But in the back of my mind, I know
it must be the insanity. Not be the only one left.
I'm sure of it. Or am I?
Let's get back to the sound gun.
Perhaps Chris Cornell will have some wisdom from some illumination of
what I'm feeling tonight on board the Red Mercury. The loneliness, the depression.
Thank you.
broadcasting live tonight from the high seas on board the RV Red Mercury. Again, we're on the high seas. We're on board the RV Red Mercury. Hopefully someone is hearing us out there somewhere. We feel some sort of tragedy has befallen us on the Red Mercury. We're not quite sure what it is. It could be a temporal distortion, a paradoxical quake. Perhaps we have reached some sort of event horizon. Perhaps time itself has stopped where everyone is alive, but they have stopped being. We're not quite sure. Perhaps Duffer Jones is out there somewhere. The myopic sailor who often found himself overboard and in Davy Jones' locker. Hopefully you're hearing us and you're in good spirits. The Red Mercury is not doing too good tonight. Hopefully we are getting out. We've got some sound guarded plane. We're looking for some inspiration. And I think we've achieved it. Let's go ahead and get back to some music.
Yo-ho, the pirate's life. The flavor of color bone. A very out of it. Find him in the
road. A dirty job.
Thank you.
flight tells me it's somebody named the Dandy Dandy. I'm quite sure who it is. If you're out there and you're hearing it, hopefully we wake up tomorrow and find the email.
Those postings on the forum group, hopefully this is some sort of dream.
Some sort of paradoxical
mind
trip we're on.
Board the Red Mercury.
Hopefully our laboratory work is not in vain. Hopefully it's there tomorrow. Hopefully propagation is good tonight. I'd like to face my fears now
and go
on deck on board the Red Mercury and meet this Vanderdecken. If you're just joining us, the show is over. On board the Red Mercury. Hopefully you've heard something, someone, somewhere, as our transmissions get weaker and weaker on board the Red Mercury.